Okay, good afternoon for those who participate in this public session, and welcome to this Board of Trustees of the IFRS Foundation. Allow me from the outset to remind you that as this is a public session, you should speak clearly in the microphone so that the webcast can be organized properly. We have mainly two items on our agenda this afternoon. My report as Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Foundation and the report of the Due Process Oversight Committee Chair, Scott. With regard to my report, I'll try to summarize a series of meetings that took place yesterday and today and were fruitful meetings. Firstly, I'm delighted to officially welcome in this public session Lynn Wood from Australia and Maria Helena Santana from Brazil, who joined as new trustees of the IFRS Foundation. The first part of our meeting here in Milan was a meeting with the IFRS Foundation Monitoring Board that, as the name shows, monitors the functioning of the foundation. And we had last met in April last year. In between, we had been working with the chairman of the monitoring board, Masako Ono, and this was an opportunity to update the monitoring board on developments at the IFRS Foundation, as well as for the monitoring board to inform us on recent developments with regard to their own evolution. The monitoring board confirmed that the enlargement process that had been decided on the occasion of their review in 2012 had progressed, and that representatives from Brazil and Korea will become permanent members of the monitoring board. It is expected that the monitoring board will consider other candidacies in the future and will hopefully organize also a system of rotation for some members. The meeting then moved to the activities of the trustees, and we updated the monitoring board on several topics. Firstly, we analyzed the state of implementation of the conclusion of the strategy review that was made public early 2012. And we have confirmed nearly complete fulfillment of the objectives, namely the creation of the new Accounting Standards Advisory Forum that brings together 12 standard setters from around the globe, and that has met several times and is clearly a very successful undertaking, which changes the nature of the standard setting process and moving towards a more multilateral approach, which is consistent with the very successful development of IFRS throughout the globe. Second point that has been implemented is the separation of the role of the CEO of the foundation and of the chair of the IASB, which provides greater capacity for both to devote to the main items they have in charge. We have also invested a lot due to the support and skills of Paul Pachter to better understand how IFRS are used around the globe. This is an issue that has been debated for many years, and we were not really clear on the way IFRS were implemented. And due to Paul's work, we have now a very clear jurisdictional profile that helps us understand exactly where we are. We then moved to a second item, which was a discussion on the financial situation of the IFRS Foundation. As you may remember, we have tried to design a long-term formula for the funding of the foundation, but we are in a sort of transition process where we're trying to develop the publicly sponsored funding of the foundation. Nonetheless, we have also to rely on the support from firms and also to develop self-generated income. And then we have been developing efforts to improve the participation of jurisdictions that use IFRS and that do not contribute or do not contribute enough to the foundation. We've done a lot of effort in this direction, but there are limits for what the trustees can do with regard to public bodies, and therefore we have asked for support from the monitoring board that has agreed to help us in our efforts on specific jurisdictions. Then we moved to the preparation of a 2015 review of our structure and effectiveness. We have a constitution that is designed to organize a periodic review of our activities. Last time we had an extensive review that was implemented in the course of 2012 and 2013, and we decided that we would start the new review in 2015, which is, by the way, consistent with the fact that we want to review the ASAF, a new institution, 2 years after it was established. And the monitoring board was happy with the decision we took. But the next item was the review of our own operational efficiency. I mean, the among the duties of the trustees to participate in the design of the strategy, external relationship, monitoring the IASB, providing funding to the organization. We also have to make sure that the organization is well run and that the funds that are paid to us are well used. We're not a big organization. We are approximately 150 people organization working for more than 120 countries around the globe. Some of the staff, by the way, being seconded by other organizations. So this is a SME, I would say, rather than a big organization. And we have made huge efforts in the last few years to rationalize our structures, organization, and improve our technology, better manage our human resources, and develop publications and translation that bring some resources to us. We have also made huge efforts to make sure that the funds that we receive are spent in the most efficient manner and our costs are controlled, whatever the cost. A good example of the kind of efforts we made was with regard to traveling. So we believe that having reviewed the internal organization of the IFRS Foundation, this organization operates in an efficient manner. And we have provided the monitoring board with a host of information that show how we function, how we are organized, with a very detailed set of pieces of information. However, we believe that it might be useful to have an external perspective on us, and therefore, we have decided to put out to tender a limited project to evaluate operational efficiency. And then, of course, when we have the outcome of this work, we will report back both to the trustees and to the monitoring board on the outcome of this external evaluation. We devoted some time to the analysis of the international situation, which is globally very satisfactory, as I have sometimes mentioned recently. When we look at the starting point 12 years ago, where hardly any country would use IFRS, and when we look at where we are today, 12 years later, and I refer to the work Paul has presented to the monitoring board in the public session yesterday, we can be very proud of what has been achieved and very confident on future developments. Now, we know that there remain challenges, and it wouldn't be reasonable not to take stock of these. We are working very hard to come to better understanding with our U.S. colleagues and see how they can move forward and how we can progress together. We have also experienced in the second half of 2013 some discussions within the EU. It was a combination of different questions that came on the table nearly at the same time: the medium-term funding of the organization, the reform of the internal system of the EU, namely the EFRAG, willingness by the Commission to analyze the consequences of the choice made in 2002 and implemented in 2005 to move towards IFRS on the functioning of the system in the EU sort of evaluation. All these issues came together and gave way to a quite important set of discussions at the EU Parliament, at the Commission, at the Council. And of course, there was the Maystadt report, where we participated actively and which we commented publicly. This is on our website. I think it was on the 5th of December last year. On the whole, the conclusion of the discussion we had was that the evolution, the recent evolution, as far as the relationship between the EU and the IFRS Foundation is extremely encouraging. We have very good relations with the EU, and we expect that this will go on. We, of course, have no say on the way the organization internally will evolve in the future, but we will follow this very, very cautiously. And we know that in the course of 2014, there will be some changes that will, by the way, take place at a time when other significant changes will take place in the EU because of the elections, a new commission, and the like. We had an extensive discussion on funding, but I won't come back to that. I alluded to it before. The financial position of the IFRS Foundation is good. Nevertheless, we want to consolidate this position. We wish to build up some reserves to make sure that if there are any variations in the future, we can deal with them. And we have to stabilize this new formula for the funding, publicly sponsored funding on the basis of GDP contribution, GDP-based contribution, relationship with the big firms and enlargement of the number of firms that contribute to our funding, and our own resources, in brackets, commercial resources. Although as a non-for-profit entity, we're very careful not lose sight of our public interest duties. We had an in-depth discussion on the relationship between the Board of Trustees and the Advisory Council, that is an extremely important part of our system where stakeholders are represented widely and where we can collect information coming from them and appreciation of the work that is done by the board and by the trustees. The Advisory Council conducted its self-assessment process a few months ago, and on that occasion the question of the relationship between them and us as trustees was considered, and we confirmed the importance we give to the work of the Advisory Council, willingness to improve the relationship with the Advisory Council. As the chairman of the Board of Trustees, I always attend the Advisory Council meetings, but I will see how we can improve this relationship in the near future, and this will probably be one of the items we will talk about in the next meeting of the Advisory Council in February. Finally, and I will stop there, we are very happy to be here in Milan. We have been warmly received, and we're looking forward for a stakeholder event that we're jointly hosting with the Italian standard setter, the OIC, this evening, and that apparently will be a very nice and fruitful event. I will stop here, and of course I open the floor to the questions or comments the trustees would like to make. No comment or no question. I should, for the sake of those who are on the phone or listening to us, mention that this time there is no public report by the chair of the board of Standard Setters, the IASB, Hanse Gevorst, because he delivered his report yesterday in the public session of the monitoring board. For those who might have missed this, this report will be available, I guess, by website, or and so we won't have this presentation today again. It will be a useless duplication. If there are no questions, Dick, you have a question. Sorry.
Michel, you mentioned a few times in your statement the work done by Paul Pachter. And I must say I was quite impressed as well by the outcome of that work and the number of countries that now have adopted IFRS. And I wondered, just to show the progression of our work, could it be possible to ask Paul or others to try to bring down this development, for instance, to one figure? So a sort of figure of how many countries or how much GDP in the world or how much companies actually have adopted IFRS, so that we can really communicate by a simple figure about our progression. Because I think it's always difficult to talk about your own progression, but if you have some type of figure, it makes it easier.
Well, that's a good suggestion. I'm not going to ask Paul to answer immediately, although maybe he has a few data he can provide us today, the number of countries probably. Now, the number of companies and market cap or whatever possibly needs some more work, I suppose. But Paul, maybe you can comment on this.
But if we can make it run, in one figure GDP, you can make everything.
Yeah.
We of course know the number of countries, but I think it's an excellent suggestion to try to dig out the market cap of those countries and those stock exchanges that are using IFRS, and also GDP of those countries. I will take that on. It's a simple project. I'm sure I can get it done quite quickly.
Well, thank you very much. That would be very, very useful. Ron?
on the market cap, the World Federation of Exchanges, I believe they have actually moved their offices from Paris to London. So, you know, they should be able to give you a fair bit because they have 50 member exchanges, and they will know which ones have used IFR. Or Antonio can put you in touch with the secretariat in London. WFE, Antonio.
The World Federation of Exchanges has extensive statistical data, even Excel spreadsheets you can download with that kind of information. The World Bank has a GDP by country, so I think I can gather it, and I will contact WFE people if I need the additional information. Thank you. Good idea.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent suggestion. Any other comment? Well, if not, we'll move to the next item, which is the report by Scott Evans on the DPOC activities.
Thanks, Chairman. The DPOC met this morning, as is custom during our trustees' meetings. Firstly, we received a progress report on the due process aspects of the ISB technical agenda, including the four components of the financial instruments project: leases, revenue recognition, insurance contracts, conceptual framework, and the narrow scope projects. The committee was satisfied that these projects are proceeding with the transparency and inclusion that are specified by the due process handbook. Secondly, we conducted a lifecycle review of the interim standards for rate-regulated activities. This is a narrow scope matter, and the DPOC was satisfied that the required due process steps have been taken. However, since the interim standard will create an inconsistency in reporting requirements until such time as the new IFRS on regulated activities is released, the DPOC emphasized the importance of completing this project with all deliberate speed. The board is committed to come back to the DPOC with specific objectives on project timing for the rate-regulated activities project. Number four, we received a proposal on changes to the due process for IFRS taxonomy. This is related to XBRL. We agreed to a proposal to consolidate consultative groups and to establish the IFRS taxonomy consultative group. And the DPOC has also agreed to change the due process for taxonomy such that interim IFRS taxonomy releases are the primary document for public consultation. The annual IFRS taxonomy is now a physical compilation of previous interim releases and will not be issued for public consultation. The proposed change is effective immediately. It will be applied to the 2014 annual IFRS taxonomy to be issued in February of 2014 and all subsequent taxonomy releases. Fifth, we received reports on interactions with consultative groups. The committee continues its interest and engagement with each consultative group in order to ensure that each body is functioning as intended. All groups observed during the period were seen to be working well, and the DPOC was content with the proposal to update the terms of reference and operating procedures for the SME implementation group to take account of the revised procedures for the Q&A program. We received an update on the ongoing work of the staff on outreach and field work. The DPOC feels that the IFRS staff is making good progress on improving the transparency of feedback from our outreach meetings, and we look forward to further discussions on this topic. And lastly, I'll report that the committee has received no correspondence from outside parties since our last meeting. With that, I finish and am open to any questions.
Any questions or any comments to Scott on this report of the DPOC? We don't receive letters, don't we? When I joined early 2012, we had a couple of letters at each meeting. I don't encourage letters because then you have to respond. But it shows that, well, people are less worried than we would expect, I guess. or that they find the answers through other ways. Okay. No questions, no comment. This is a very brief session, really, and I thank you all. I suppose this concludes our meeting of today in Milan. I would like to thank you all. I would like to thank Yael and the staff for a perfect organization once again of these of this meeting. The next meeting of the Board of Trustees will take place in Sydney, in Australia. As you know, Australia will chair the G20, and we will take this opportunity to visit Sydney once again for some of us. Thank you very much. See you later for the stakeholder event. And thanks for those who listen to us on the phone.